the weekend. Good morning. How are you? It's Trina here. And Garrod Farrelly, comedian, is back in studio. Morning, Garrod.
Good morning. How are you?
You were saying to me it's been a while since you've been on the show. How long are we talking?
You were very pregnant the last time I was here.
Not just fat, no.
Studio and we had to have a door open.
Maybe I was just fat.
Definitely not. This was definitely baby. Something was ready to happen.
Well, that was a while ago. She's nearly two now. So listen, Garrod, I know that I've been stalking your social media for quite a while and you're hanging out with all sorts of people. Sarah Milken appears to be your bezzy now.
Oh yeah, well you see, she sort of is, because I know Sarah from back in the day, when she used to play the Laughter Lounge, you know, so before she is the megastar she is now. So yeah, I did her tour last year in the UK, so I supported her. So I had a year of staying in nice hotels and playing in big theatres, and I had a ball, absolute ball.
Oh, brilliant. Because you loved getting the L selfies as well, didn't you?
Yeah, well, you see, what happens is she does a selfie after each show. So with the support act and the tour manager, and then she puts it on social media and says, you know, thanks to the audience that came. And what used to happen is she would tweet and tag me in the tweet with the photograph, and my Twitter would go bananas. Like, absolutely, you know, as soon as she tweeted, literally my timeline would start to just roll and roll and roll. So even if some of my friends had tweeted me, it was like, well, I've never seen that tweet again because it's
really
too far down. Yeah,
really?
It was cool. So I got loads of new Twitter followers.
Oh, fab. She's an interesting kind of comedian. She's very different, isn't she?
Oh, she's brilliant. Yeah, I mean, she just, like, watching her...
real deadpan stuff.
Oh, she's really deadpan. And every night, she absolutely hammered it. Like, she was absolutely incredible. And people love her. And, like, I think I played to 15,000 people in Newcastle alone, just from the dates we did there.
Yeah.
So it's just, it's incredible.
Little small gigs, yeah. I say this every time I speak to a comedian, but I just don't know how you actually have it in you to walk. It's one thing walking out on stage and maybe singing a song or something, but making people laugh, it can go horribly, horribly wrong.
Well, it can, yeah, it definitely can. And in the beginning, it does that quite a bit. You do get burned a bit at the start. But I think it's just something you get used to. I mean, it's like anything else. I mean, I can't imagine what it would be like to go out on stage and play a guitar.
Yeah.
You know, because, like, I play the guitar, but I play at home and nobody's ever heard me play the guitar. And I would be absolutely mortified if I had to do that in public. So I just think it's what you're used to, you know.
Yeah.
And at this point, I'm 12 years doing stand-up
now. Are you? Yeah. So what did you do beforehand?
I was a programmer. Used to work in IT.
Stop it.
Yeah.
That's a very responsible, pensionable job, isn't it?
It's very responsible. Like, so my parents, they don't say, oh, well, Garrod, he's a comedian now. They say, Garrod, he was working in IT, but he had a breakdown. Now he's doing...
Did you really have a breakdown?
No, I didn't.
They just say that?
No, they're just like, yeah, Garrod, things were going very well, and now he thinks he's a comedian, and it's not good. It's not good.
Talk to me about Cat Laughs. They're going to be doing that this year.
Yes. Cat Laughs is the 25th year, and basically what happens at the Cat Laughs Festival, the June Bank Holiday Weekend, the best comedians in the world descend on the city of Kilkenny for the whole Bank Holiday Weekend.
So you can't get a hotel for love nor money.
Not for love nor money, you need to book it now. And it was just announced as well that Kilkenny isn't it one of the most beautiful castles in the world. I think it's the 8th most beautiful castle in the world. That was just announced today. So it's an amazing weekend, and the lineup this year is amazing. Like Dylan Moran's at it, Dara O'Brien, Tommy Tiernan, Neil Delamere, Joanne McNally, Alison Spittle, like Lucy Porter.
There's loads of new comedians, isn't there?
There's loads of new ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm sick of it.
Pull the ladder up.
There's only room for a few of us. Anna, there is. And it's brilliant. Like, there's so many brilliant comedians. But you see, the thing about it is there's always been such a great underground scene in Ireland because, I suppose the international's gone so long. And Cat Laughs Festival, it's one of those festivals that's curated. So you're not going to go down and see a dud. Like, that just doesn't happen because everybody is, you know, you're vetted. It's quite serious.
How did you get on?
The cheek, yeah.
You called me fat earlier.
Yeah. Yeah, so there's never a bad gig down there, and like there's so many amazing people that you just might not have heard of, even like Chris Kent, who's a comedian from Cork.
We know Chris. Yeah.
Oh, he's just amazing. Like, he's so brilliant, and Alison Spittle is brilliant, and Joanne McNally, she's in her first Vicar Street this week. And
does Joanne live here still, or is she in London now?
They're all gone to England.
They're all gone.
Look, I'll tell you how you know you're going to be successful in Irish comedy, and that is if you start to meet me for coffee, right? Because everybody that I get, all my coffee dates, they've all gone. They're all doing
stuff. No friends anymore?
None. Just me and the cat.
That's why he comes into the studio to see me.
Yeah, I just need to come in and talk to people.
Is that really your cat, or is it one of the, a stolen one belonging to a neighbour? A lot of people have cats that don't belong.
Social media, yeah.
Right. Because yeah, no, you know, like, a lot of people don't, they say, they talk about their cat and then it transpires. It's not actually their cat. It's a neighbour's cat.
She is mine, and she is my sun, moon and stars. I love that animal. Boots, we fostered her for a little while, about 2 years ago, and then she got sick and she was supposed to go to a new home, and I thought, no, me and Boots, we're staying together now forever. We just got a robo hoover, you know, one of those hoovers. That,
yeah.
Yeah, we just got one of them.
You are so lazy.
She's got a boy. Yeah. Look, hoover and it's done. And she thinks she's a boyfriend now. She's been a real tramp with it.
Oh, lovely. You should take a few videos of that. Talk to me as well about Dancing with the Stars. I know you were going in the audience to see your mates that, who were performing. Fred Cook, who is on it. What was this about stashing a Twix bar? You were trying to have a little Twix bar in the middle of the show.
Okay, well, what happens is at Dancing with the Stars, because I was filming the Can't Stop Dancing thing where they get, like, you know, uber fans. So I went, but it's a really long, like, if you're going to see the show, it's quite a long thing because you've got to go in and they've got to do, you know, set rehearsals and all that sort of stuff. So you're there for about 3 hours maybe. So you can be a bit hungry and you're not allowed to bring food or drinks or anything in. And I'd done it a couple of times. So I was like, I'm going to be hungry halfway through this. I'm stashing a Twix. I'm bringing in a Twix. So I brought in a contraband Twix, and Leo Varadkar was in the audience. And I was like, look, Leo, if you want a Twix, if you want to have a Twix,
and
this is where I am.
You were caught on camera eating your Twix?
Yeah, well, I took a photograph of it and tweeted it to Leo, saying if you wanted to, or to Taoiseach, like, have some respect, Geraint.
Leo.
Leo, my mate. So I tweeted and said, if you want half a Twix, if you're fading, this is where I am.
I went into the audience of The Late Late once, because, you know, for years ago, I must go to that show now. And I was so tired that night, I fell asleep. And I kept going, if the camera catches me here now, we're in trouble.
My favourite thing about The Late Late Show is, you know, sometimes, you know, there's always, they do the giveaway, like there's one for everyone in the audience.
Yeah.
That is what the audience are waiting for.
Oh, yeah. Like, I mean, you wouldn't even sit there. You'd just take the prize and run if you could.
What are we getting? Just let us know what we're getting. And every so often, you see one and it shows the audience, and Ryan is just standing there going, this week it's National Book Week. And you see the audience going, oh. We're getting a book.
Or you've won yourself a hamper of crisps or something. Yeah.
Weekend away. They're all there for the weekend away.
Geraint, are you still doing your podcast?
Yes, I am doing my podcast. I'm making season 6 of my podcast for the moment. So it's going to be out. It'll be out soon. I think season 6 now could be the last, because I'm getting to...
You run out of 90s people.
This one I was trying to... Big mistake. I've been trying to get Irish. Like Irish 90s pop stars. And that is just... Nobody's getting back to me. I've just been ghosted by a Carter twin.
Oh, somebody told me what they work at now. They do sunbeds or something.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, I mean, I'd love to talk to them about, you know, their album and Love Changes Everything.
Changes. Oh, God, yes.
God, I love them. But anyway, Samantha Mumba, for crying out loud, get back to me. But you won't.
Oh, why? Why are the Irish people ignoring you?
I don't know. I don't know what it is. Oh, the English 90s pop stars, no problem. The Irish ones. The only Irish one I think I got was Bewitched.
I got some great material from you, actually, when you were in before, talking about the girl from The Honeys is now a midwife. And when I'm doing my 90s show, I always say, did you know that that girl is now a midwife?
Well, I actually, for the new season, because Mariama, that's the midwife, she was the one that replaced somebody in the Honeys. But I actually just recorded an interview 2 weeks ago with the girl that was the lead singer. She was in The Honeys from day one, and she dished the dirt.
Ooh.
She was, yeah, she's really, like, she was just amazing. I think she's one of the best guests I've ever had.
Yeah.
So that'll be out in the new season.
Where can we find this podcast, by the way?
This podcast, it is on wherever you get your podcasts. So if you're a Stitcher man, or you're an iTunes woman, or Spotify, it's across all the platforms. It's called Fascinated with Geraint Farrelly. I make the podcast. It's a podcast that I would want. I loved all of these bands. So if you're into Where Are They Now, it's the one for you.
Did you know that Vanilla Ice is now doing up properties and selling them on at a profit?
No way.
There you go.
Well, in the new season as well, I also interviewed one of the guys, the guy from Same Difference. You know, the brother and sister that were in the
character?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And
but that wasn't 90s, was it?
No, it wasn't. You see, I'm getting to the end of the 90s, so I'm just going...
He's run out.
And the PR person for Sean Smith, who is the Same Difference guy, he contacted me and asked if I'd be interested. I was like, absolutely, why not? Let's have a chat with him. And he was cool. They made loads of money in property. What happened was, Same Difference made loads of money from the X Factor around the time of the property crash, and they were living at home, so they bought loads of properties. And
How did they make money on The X Factor?
Well, they made from all the gigs afterwards. And one of the things that they did, that he did reveal on the podcast, is Louis Walsh had said all the way through that they're a panto act, they're just going to end up in panto. And they were really upset about this. And afterwards, they were offered a massive panto deal. Like, they would have bought a house each from the money they were offered. And they turned it down because they didn't want to prove Louis Walsh right.
I'll do all the pantos you like if it means I can buy a house.
Absolutely, yeah. So, he'll be part of the new season as well. And who else is on? Matthew Marsden, who was a guy from, he was in Coronation Street and he did a couple of singles. But the thing about Matthew Marsden was Beyonce was one of the backing singers on one of his singles.
What?
I know. Because what happened
was... What did he sing and who was he in Carrie?
He sang that song, "That's Lone Desire Is to Love Someone." You know that song?
Now, hang on, I have to Google this girl. Hang on there. Sing away.
Oh, he was gorgeous. And what happened was he was signed to Sony Records and he was in having a meeting with them. And it was around the time that Beyonce's father was trying to get Destiny's Child off the ground. And he basically went into the meeting and was like, "What's this? You're doing some recording? My girls are amazing. You want to hear them sing?" And they said, "Okay, well, let's..." Matthew Marsden was going in to record a single that day. He was like, "Okay, then come in and do backing vocals." So Beyonce is a backing singer on his second single.
I'm Googling. I recognise the face. Hang on a second now.
The song was called She's Gone and it was a cover of a Bee Gees song.
I see his face, but I'm just trying to think, who is he?
He played Chris in Coronation Street and then he went on, he was in Rambo. And he was in...
Hang on, it says here he was in Emmerdale.
Yeah, at the very start of his career he was in Emmerdale. But
he was a mechanic in Curry.
Yeah, and he was the hot mechanic that came into Coronation Street.
God, all the soap stars kind of had a pop career in the 90s too, didn't they?
It was a great time.
Yeah. There was Kim Marsh, of course. That's really how she started.
Yeah, she was she was pop stars, wasn't she?
Pop stars. Who else?
Everyone from Neighbours. Kylie, Jason, Natalie Imbruglia.
Craig McLaughlin.
Yes, Craig McLaughlin. God. No, it's not Craig McLaughlin. It was the other guy from Neighbours with the long blonde hair. I can't remember his name. But he ended up managing a couple of Australian pop stars. The guy that was really dim. He was a really stupid guy from Neighbours. But he was really good. Look, Brad.
You really, really are an expert when it comes to it.
I'm a 90s anorak. It was printed in Smash Hits. It's somewhere in my brain.
Amazing. It's amazing. Listen, Geraud, where can we find all details of your gigs and that?
Well, I have a couple of dates coming up in the Axis in Ballymun. But GeraudFerry.com for my dates. TheCatLaughs.com. Look at the amazing lineup there because it's like Dylan Moore and Tommy Tiernan. Just incredible lineup. It's going to be absolutely
amazing. Do you love all the other comedians?
Yeah, I do.
You don't have to name names, but is there any that you wouldn't be that into?
There's a couple of people where you're like, "Nah, you're a real piece of work."
We're going to talk off air.
Yeah, absolutely. Make a list, Trina.
Oh, you're gas, girl. Thanks so much for coming.
My pleasure.
This is Something for the Weekend on Classic Hits.